When soon-to-be sixth grader Nicholas Galvin stops by the mall with his mom, he walks out with a lot more than a few shopping bags.
So then tell everybody clear.
Evaluating heart rhythm.
You say it loud. Say clear.
Clear.
Good job.
Well, she had this machine, and I opened it up, and she told me how to use it. And it was like shock pads that you put on the person, and it shocked it, and then you go into hand press, you go like this, and you push down in the chest. About 2 inches.
Galvin is only 11 years old, but he's just learned two simple strategies that could help him save a life. And it happens on a shopping trip when something unique catches his eye.
I saw these, like, human, like, half-body people. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, they put us up on a stage platform type of thing, and we have about, I think there's 9 mannequins out there. And then what we're hoping is that people will come up and just learn how to do hands-only CPR. And then once they just show us that a little bit and demonstrate, then they come over and they learn about the AED, the shocker thing. And then we talk to them about the PulsePoint app. So it's pretty simple. You don't have to do very much. But we're trying to make an awareness. That's what you need to do.
Kelly Grogan is the EMS coordinator for Sioux Falls Fire Rescue. He outlines the 3 basic parts of the community education event happening feet from the mall's food court. Professional lifesavers walk passersby through steps to perform CPR using only their hands.
So kind of put your hand on there and put it on like, yep. And then the other hand on top. And now just start pushing down into their chest. Okay, now just go deep enough where you hear that. There you go. They just find an imaginary line in the center of the chest and then place the hands down and start doing compression-only CPR. And they would do that till their help gets there, or better yet, here comes somebody with that machine that'll shock them.
Peel one pad off blue plastic. Apply pad to bare skin, exactly as shown in the picture.
Ryan Turner and his dad are from California. They're visiting family and friends in Sioux Falls, and they stopped at the Empire Mall.
I heard it's the biggest tourist attraction in South Dakota, so that's why we're here and stumbled upon this defib class and CPR class.
Turner has curly, dark blonde hair, and he wears a casual blue button-up as he takes CPR instruction from a Sioux Falls firefighter. Before now, he's not been familiar with the method, but his dad, Craig, has more experience.
I work in structural steel, and I work with older people, so you never know when I might have to use it.
Craig Turner sports a baseball cap as he explains past training he could use in emergencies. Lured by a charismatic fire captain and the promise of free T-shirts, the father-son duo walks through both of the life-saving steps. Ryan Turner says he's not an expert, but he feels more prepared for a crisis.
I'd probably still be pretty nervous, but it's pretty simple, you know. If there was a time in need, I could do it.
That's the goal for Sioux Falls Fire Rescue. Crews want to arm people with the ability to help and boost their confidence that they're capable. Here's my challenge with this story. I have next to no medical training. Performing chest compressions intimidates me, and let's not even talk about me running a machine that shocks someone's heart. But that is exactly why the emergency professionals tell me I'm completing the training.
I'm perpendicular to the person who's down.
Perfect.
I've got one hand that I put in the middle,
yep.
And then I place the other on top.
You can do however you want. Some people like interlock, some people can get into crossways.
Is there a good way or a bad way?
Nope, as long as you're getting compression straight down, that's the key, is straight down
straight
on
down.
The chest.
Okay, so I go.
After working on the mannequin, I take on the automated external defibrillator.
Everyone clear. Press flashing button.
Before you do that, definitely make sure that nobody's touching the body because you can transfer that shock. Make sure you're not touching the body.
Okay.
Make sure your knee's not up against them or anything. And then hit the button.
Shock delivered.
There you go.
Sioux Falls Fire Rescue crew members put it in a way I hadn't considered before. If I do nothing, the person whose heart has stopped is already dead. My trying can't do worse than that. Jordan Maxfield understands my hesitation.
At first, it's kind of intimidating because, I mean, what if you have to save a life? But it's really easy steps, and as long as you know the few steps that there is, it's really easy.
Maxfield is a junior at Roosevelt High School, and she's certified in CPR because she works at a daycare.
In middle school, they usually teach you the basics of CPR, but when you came in, you learn different types. You learn how to use the automatic external defibrillators. You learn where they're at. You learn the different types of CPR and infant CPR. It's just, it's really helpful, I think, to at least know.
That takeaway makes EMS coordinator Kelly Grogan smile.
When it happens right in front of you, they were just laughing or talking, and so they still have oxygenated blood in their system. And you can sustain that person by doing compression-only CPR. And since American Heart went to that in 2010, more people are surviving.
Grogan and the rest of Sioux Falls Fire Rescue hope their quick trainings equip people with the capability and the courage to save lives. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.